Good morning, everybody. So today we're going to finish up. We're going to do Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Seif Yud Gimel. This is page 96 in the Mishnah Brura. So just a short shir today. Just Seif Yud Gimel says the Shulchan Aruch. Tzarech lishtos mikoshel kiddush kemelol lugmav. A person is supposed to drink a melol lugmav, a cheekful from the koshel kiddush. Dahenu koshel salkenu letzadechad bepiv yira melol lugmav. How big is a melol lugmav? It's as much wine as if you were to push it to one side of your mouth, it will look like your cheek is filled up with wine. V'hu rubo shel revius, and that tracks to a rove revius, to the majority of a revius. So depending on what your sheer revius is, the majority of that is going to be a malo lugmav. Now, the Mishnah Brura is going to point out that it really depends on how big your cheek is, meaning malo lugmav is not really a function of a shir avias, it's a function of your cheek. So if you're a larger person, it's maybe a bigger malo lugmav, and a smaller person, maybe a smaller malo lugmav. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sivkat Nesamachtal, Tzarek Lishtos, V'im Lavo Yotze, if you don't even drink a malo lugmav, you're not Yotze. Someone needs to drink a malo lugmav of the Koshel Bracha. The shir of melo lugmav is a function of the person's yishuv hadas from the drinking of that wine. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kilchus to say that even if you make kiddush many times for a bunch of different people, you have to drink at each kiddush. You need to drink a melo lugmav. Having a melo lugmav all together with all your kiddushes together doesn't work. A person needs a melo lugmav with each time they say kiddush. Sivkat and Samach Vav, Dahainu, Ratzalomar, Velobin and Shem, Alo Piv Mamish, Mishneh at Stadim, that it doesn't need to be that you fill your mouth entirely on both sides, it just means one cheekful. Sivkat and Samach Zayin, Vahu, so we said that that's Rova Varavias. Vashir Zedai, Afilu Mayakos Gadol, Shemach Zikama Revio. So very important halacha, that a Malo Lugmav is enough no matter how big the kos is. This is in contrast to the halacha on the night of the Seder. On the Seder night, the halacha is that you're supposed to drink Rov Kos, because it's a din in Kosos. Whereas by every other koshel bracha, including by kiddush, it's not a din in rov kos, it's a din in melo lugmav, which is a rov revius, regardless of how big the kos is. So you could have an 8-ounce tumbler, and you still only need to drink a melo lugmav. Rubo shel revius, sivkat nesamaches, hainu ba'adam beini machzik shiro kach. Rov revius is for an average person with an average-sized cheek. Aval ba'adam gadol biyosim, misharin kamelo lugmav didei lefi gadol. But if you have a larger person, then we measure the melo lugmav based on his own cheek. But nevertheless, you certainly, no matter what, no matter how big you are, you don't have to drink more than a revius. Meaning, even if a full revius doesn't fill your cheek, you definitely don't have to have more than a revius. That's the maximum of what one is required to have. Vida. How big is a revius? So he says a revius is really what you can fill two eggshells with on average size eggs. Which would be the volume of 1.5 eggs if you're measuring with the shell. The log hushisha beitzim, because a log is 6 beitzim. So a revius halog is 1.5 beitzim. So if you do water displacement of an egg and a half, that's a revius. So therefore, a revius halog is 1.5 eggs. So that it would seem that if you take an average egg out of your refrigerator, not a jumbo egg, not a large egg, and a medium egg out of your refrigerator, do water displacement and on 3 eggs and take half of that amount, so that's a revius. V'yesh machmir ma'od b'inyan ashirin. However, there are some people, namely the Nadav Yehuda, is very machmir when it comes to shiurim. V'hochichu, and they proved that beitzim niskatnu b'zmanenu l'machzis mimashayi b'yimei Gemara, that our eggs are way smaller than the eggs that they had in the times of the Gemara. It is based on a more detailed analysis than we're going to get into right now, but essentially the Gemara gives two ways to measure things. One is by utilizing your fingers, the width of your thumb, and the other is by utilizing eggs. And the two ways of measuring a revius don't align with each other. Either people changed or eggs changed. So the Nadav comes to the conclusion that it must be people are the same, but eggs must have changed. So the eggs they had in the times of the Gemara must have been much larger. So then when they say 1.5 beitzim, it's really 3 beitzim of our eggs. So it would be a much larger shear. Valkein shear revius hu b'keflayim. So the shear of a revius is really double. chatzi beitza, and it will therefore also turn out that a kazayis matzah that you need to eat on the night of the seder, which is a chatzi beitza, is going to be much, much bigger. That's where all the chumras about how big a kazayis has to be come from. Take a look at Beralacha. I go into more detail about this. So it's kedai to be machmir about this when it comes to the Friday night kiddush, which is daraisa. And at the very least, you should make sure that the kos is large enough to hold kishnei beitzim. If it's not going to be three eggs, let it at least hold two eggs worth. Vashtia avshakos gadol daishiyista kimelo lugmav didei, and make sure that you drink at least a melo lugmav of your own cheek. Vida o, then you should also know that shirsham melo lugmav tzarich lishtos bli hefsekarbe bin a time, that when you drink a melo lugmav, you're supposed to drink it without pausing too much in the middle. Dahainu shal yishem mitchil shtia rishon latzov shtia achron yosem kadei shtias revias, that you're supposed to drink the melo lugmav in the amount of time that it takes an average person to drink a revius. So that's pretty quick. Val kolpanim lo yafsik zman rav kedei achilus pras. Or at the very, very least, you should drink it within the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras lechem, which is somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes. It's likely around 4 minutes. Vim hivsik bekedei achilus pras af bedyevel lo yatsa. But if it took you more than a kedei achilus pras, let's say more than 4 minutes to drink your melo lugmav, then even bedyevel you're not yotzev. And one needs to be particularly careful about this if they're not using wine or if they're using schnapps, where it's harder for a person to drink a lot of it in a short amount of time. So it's very common that a person will be nichshal in this, especially if they don't even have a melo lugmav in their little shot glasses to begin with. They have these little 1 ounce shot glasses, so it's unclear how a person is ever yotze kiddush with that. It's not a revius and it's not a melo lugmav, and it's not, so that's a little bit difficult. So when you're drinking a nice big glass of yayin saruf, so a person has to be careful that they have a melo lugmav within the proper shear of time. So to summarize what we learned today, first we said that the kiddush cup has to hold the revius, which is 1.5 beitzim, but some say that that it's really double that because our eggs are smaller than the eggs of Chazal, so it's worth being machmir for Friday night kiddush that at least it should hold 2 beitzim, but ideally 3 beitzim. Then we said that you have to drink a melo lugmav, which is a rov revius, but it could be measured based on the size of your own mouth and your own cheeks. And then the final thing we said is that the melo lugmav should be drunk in a kedei shtias revius, in the amount of time that it takes to drink a revius, or at least a kedei achilas pras. And that's true even when you're making kiddush on schnapps. So Be'ez Hashem, next week on Chol HaMoed, we will pick up with Se'if Yodalil. Everyone have a Chag Sameach. Thank you very much for joining.